The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with over 2 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
All right, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. Such an honor and a privilege. This is going to be a fun hour. This is going to be a fast hour. I'm going to invite you to call in. There's some big news. There were some things that I was going to talk about. We're going to have to scoot some of those things to the side a little bit, but it's going to be a fun show. And in the second hour, we're going to talk, obviously, we're going to talk about the latest scandal with Biden that has erupted. In the second hour, we're going to have Mark Walters on of Armed American Radio. We'll get him to chime in, but also he's going to fill us in on what's happening in the 2A world, Second Amendment world. I want you to be informed. I want you to be armed. I want you to make sure that you're safe out there. So we'll talk to Mark Walters. He'll let us know what's going on, because I believe the Second Amendment protects all of the other amendments. And I think it's extremely important that every single American that loves America, that loves the Constitution, embraces the Second Amendment, even if you're not a gun owner. Don't believe any of the hype that the left tells you. There are more gun defenses every single year than there are crimes that take place. Or good gun defenses. So we'll discuss that and some of the latest things as well. I still want to get to this story about the SATs and inequality and the anti-SATers, as I'm calling them, that I think are wreaking havoc on poor minorities, poor communities, period, and why we need to make sure that the SAT remains and everyone, frankly, needs to take it. It's a measuring stick. Some kids should stress out about testing, at least when it comes to the SAT. So we'll get into that, Lord willing, in the third hour. But guys, I want to have a little fun with this. I cannot lie to you. I would like to have a little fun with this story. So I'm inviting you to call in. You can call in right away, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. So obviously, had to forget, man, this from Justin News. AG Merrick Garland today appointed a special counsel to investigate the classified documents from Joe Biden's time as VP. He said that he initially appointed U.S. Attorney John Lausch, an appointee of former President Donald Trump, to conduct the initial investigation. But because Lausch is retiring, a different special counsel needed to be appointed. So Robert Hur, Trump's pick to be the U.S. attorney for Maryland, was appointed as special counsel to continue the investigation. The press conference comes hours after the White House confirmed that a second set of classified documents were discovered in the garage of Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware. Earlier this week, officials confirmed that classified records were found on November 2nd in Biden's former office at the Penn Biden Center. Excuse me. So this is absolutely insane. This is absolutely crazy, and I don't have my cut sheet in front of me because I want. Okay, let's get right into this. Excuse me. I want you to hear what the morons at The View had to say right from the bat, and I want to respond. Audio clip number 4, por favor, Sean.
Never seen a luckier person than Donald Trump. Just as we're this close to getting him,
but you know
somehow
these documents
appear.
But here's the thing. Biden is wrong to have done this. He was in office
for
40 years.
Let's find out what this is first. Now, again, one of the things that gets me crazy is before we know, it's already been spun a specific way. I don't want to see that. I want to see Someone explain to me, A, how is possible that after all this time, nobody knew this? Because to me, if you're missing classified information, I don't mean to laugh, but in my house, if stuff is missing, I know it's
missing.
Does it
feel like Oppo research to you? Does it feel like the Republicans are behind it?
It did originally, but I'm sorry. But
oh, my God. Do you know how dumb you have to be to say what Sonny or ask what Sonny Halston just asked and what Joy Behar mentioned? Is this Republican opposition? No, it's not Republican opposition, fool. You elected a corrupt president. It's as simple as that. This is astonishing to me. I've been sitting here thinking, where else are they going to find documents? Because you and I know documents are going to come out. More documents are going to pop up. And who's involved in this? You know, I asked the question yesterday. Is this sabotage? Now, I thought Biden, you guys heard me yesterday. I thought Biden was going to get away with this. I was like, they're going to sweep this under the rug. Nah, something different is going on now. It's becoming evident. Something different is going on now. Either this is sabotage from a Democrat that does not want to see Biden run. He seems adamant that he wants to run for president in 2024. He wants that Trump-Biden rematch. He really thinks he won. He probably really believes that. So he wants that Trump-Biden rematch. The left says, no. Ain't happening, Captain. I do wonder if perhaps Gavin Newsom said, hey, Merrick Garland, let's make this thing happen. I'll give you a position in my, in my cabinet. If I become, I just wonder. I'm starting to wonder now. I'm not clear on anything anymore. All right. I'm not for certain. I'm just being frank with you. But this is, I'm like, okay, this is either sabotage, right? Who's ratting the guy out? Yesterday, we learned that Merrick Garland knew about this. He knew about it as early as November 4th. Now, we know that the documents were found on November 2nd, but Merrick Garland apparently knew about this on November 4th. And regardless, he waited 16 days after the documents were initially found to announce that he was gonna hire this special prosecutor, Jack Smith, to go after Trump, despite the fact that he knew that Biden was corrupt as all get out. This smells fishy. This is dirty. And I'm wondering where else are documents going to find out? I want them to check the sock drawer. I want them to check Jill Biden because he has dementia. I want them to check Jill Biden's lingerie just like they did with Melania Trump. I want them to check everything. I want them to check underneath the couch. This fool had classified documents. Think about this. This fool had classified documents in his garage, as my co-host Aubrey Kahn here in Orlando, Florida would say, in his garage. He had classified documents in his garage. He was the vice president. He had to have removed those papers twice. The first ones that were a Penn Biden Center or whatever, the think tank. Now you have these in his garage. Where else are they going to show up? Here's what I want to bring this to your attention to. Think about this. Seriously, think about this. These classified documents, the second set, and apparently there's a third set. And guys, let me tell you, there's going to be a fourth, fifth. They're scattered all over the place. He had to keep them places so Hunter Biden knew where to go to figure out who he had to deal with to go ahead and make some money for the Biden family. So he had to stash them in different places. That's kind of what I'm thinking here. But think about this. Biden is a lifelong politician. Okay, there are two things that should not be in a lifelong politician's garage. Hey, listen, before I tell you what they are, I didn't take time to thank Officer Tatum. Officer Tatum, thank you for allowing me to be on the program. Sean McConnell is in my ear. I got Lou that's got my back. Who's got the phones there, Sean? All right, Suzette has got the phones, and we got Forgotten Man out there. All right, so two things that should not be in the garage of a lifelong politician and a former vice president. That is a classic Corvette and classified documents. This speaks of two types of corruption. the Corvette, the classic Corvette that's in his garage at a very nice home, speaks of a man that, in my opinion, laundered from the taxpayer, has been corrupt all his freaking life. How does this guy become a multi-millionaire, multi-millionaire on a salary of what? I don't know what it was when he got into the Senate, but what is it now? 180 grand or something like that in the Senate. I'm not sure what the salary is for the VP, but I think that's maybe a couple of hundred grand or something to that effect. This guy is a multimillionaire 10 times over. 10 times over. Nice Corvette. So he's got his Corvette. He's got his classified documents. It speaks to a guy that was that was robbing you when he was in the Senate, and it speaks to a guy that continued to rob you when he was the vice president. And these numbskulls at The View, you should not be watching The View. You want to lose brain cells, and you're just watching partisan hacks. So you lose brain cells, and they're just nothing but partisan hacks when you watch The View. You're not learning anything. Do yourself a favor. Turn that off. More of that on the other side when we get back. 844-900-7243. I want to hear from you. Call in.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go home to use it, it's not even absorbent? It's basically a towel that leaves you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that actually work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. Their six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now, you can receive a six-piece for only $39.98 with promo code Tatum. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and have their 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece towel set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on a radio listener special, and enter promo code Tatum or call 800-976-8379. That's MyPillow.com, code Tatum.
All right, call boards are lining up, or the callers are lining up. Guys, I want you to call in 844-900-7243. Where else could Joe Biden be hiding documents? And I got to share some information with you guys. First off, MyPillow. Let me talk to you about MyPillow. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, and then you got home and realized it felt like crud? It wasn't absorbent? Well, it's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels, towels that actually work. And now it's kind of mind-blowing, but the towels that actually dry you. Their six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with the promo code Brandon. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the radio listener special. That's MyPillow products. That's MyPillow.com. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty. They also have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Again, all you have to do to receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set is go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter the promo code Brandon, or give them a call at 800-976-8379. That's 800-976-8379. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Brandon. Also, I want to make mention, the Officer Tatum will be broadcasting live from the SHOT Show next week. He'll be back tomorrow as well, so you have that to look forward to. But also, the Officer Tatum Show will be on the road. So on January 17th and 18th, he'll be at the annual SHOT Show in Las Vegas. Man, when can I get an invite? The SHOT Show is back and bigger than ever. I'll talk to Mark Walters about that as well. He always goes. The SHOT Show is back and bigger than ever with all the best shooting, hunting, and outdoor products for 2023. You can join the Officer Tatum Show live from the SHOT Show. That's going to be fun. That's going to be exciting. So make sure you guys tune in January 17th, January 18th. And let me say this too. Because this hour, I really wanted to talk about the distractions that the left are throwing at us. Don't forget that they're trying to destroy the country. Don't forget that Pete Buttigieg is completely incapable of doing his job and should be fired yesterday. Don't forget that we're headed towards a recession. You know what I mean? Don't forget that we have the J6. Matt Gaetz is asking for the 14,000 hours of the J6 tapes that have been hidden from the public. So here's the deal. Who is sabotaging Biden? Who is throwing this fool under the bus? Or do you think, hey, go ahead. This is what I thought yesterday in part. I was like, okay, maybe it's sabotage, but maybe they're just trying to get the information out early because, listen, they're corrupt. They're not going to prosecute this guy. And I still don't think they'll go after him criminally. I don't think that's going to happen. But maybe this is a nudge out the door. Maybe this is Merrick Garland working in cahoots with whomever the Democrat Party really wants the nominee to be because Biden is adamant that he'll be the nominee. I don't know. I want to hear from you. I want to hear what you think. 844-900-7243. But I want to share this with you. Sean and I were coming up with a list of places that the FBI should continue to check. I don't know what's up with the FBI. The FBI stinks. Man, guys, don't you have a soul? Don't you have a conscience? Conscience, you guys knew about this. You guys knew about this. Or maybe the FBI is just severely incompetent because they've been so focused on J6, mostly peaceful protesters, instead of the real criminals, apparently like Joe Biden. It's absolutely insane. And I got to circle back to this real quick. The View. These people are just so dumb. This was weighing on me. Does not Sonny Hostin, whatever, know, and Joy Behar realize that Democrats run everything? They own the deep state. They run the White House. They run the Senate. Up until a couple of days ago, they ran the House. These documents were found on November 2nd, Joy. On November 2nd, Sonny. No one's setting them up. This isn't a Republican operation. Now, maybe someone went to a Republican whistleblower. That's out there. Or a whistleblower went to a Republican. That's possible. But some other places they need to check besides Biden's sock jar, Sean McConnell. Now, this would only come from Sean McConnell. He said they should check Bo Biden's urn. These people are so corrupt. These people are so dirty. Obviously, the Hunter Biden laptop. I think they need to check right near Jill Biden's gas stove. Because apparently these documents are just out and about everywhere. Really easy places to find. But let's hear from you. I want to go right now. Let's go to who's been waiting the longest here. We have Noreen. Noreen is calling from Temecula, California. Noreen, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. You got the mic.
Thank you. I'm calling because I want to share with you the 43 trips that Vice President Biden went to Beijing, Obama, as Obama's man, a bag man, went behind locked doors without the Secret Service escort, then returned the Secret Service escorts to return to D.C., where Joe was taken directly to the White House. I think that it's not a hard thing to figure out that he was taken to highly classified documents in exchange for cash.
Yeah. Listen, in my mind, Noreen, there's no doubt about it. This guy is corrupt. Here's what's happening with Sonny Hostin and Joy Behar. They don't want to admit that they're wrong. They don't want to admit that they got it wrong. They don't want to admit that for God knows how long they've been going after Trump. They've been acting like these moralists on the left. Trump is evil. Trump is wrong. Trump did this. Only Trump would do something like this, except that Trump. I'm sorry. Stop comparing the cases. There isn't a comparison. Trump was president. Biden was not president. He was the VP at the time. He does not have the authority to declassify anything, and he doesn't have the authority to be taking classified information and taking it to his home, in his garage. Guys, don't go anywhere. I promise I'm going to get to you. I see Elnor. I see Sid. Callers, don't drop off. 844-900-7243. I want to get to as many of you as possible. I want to hear from you. We got 1 minute before the break. What can we play here? Let's play audio clip number one, Sean, please. Joe Biden spars with Fox News' Peter Ducey.
Mr. President.
Okay.
Classified material. Next to your Corvette. What were you thinking?
I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week.
Speak on it now.
And by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage. Okay? So it's not like you're sitting out in the street. But anyway. Yes, as well as my Corvette. As I said earlier this week, people know I take classified documents and classified material seriously.
Wow. Yes, he does take them. He does take them. He takes them home and he puts them in his garage. Oh, my God. We'll be back. Carl Jackson in for the Officer Tatum.
The Officer Tatum Show.
All right, guys, don't lose sight. The number to call in, 844-900-7243. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. Check out my podcast, SalemPodcastNetwork.com, TheCarlJacksonShow.com. Wherever you get your podcast, find me on social media, all right? The Carl Jackson Show on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on True Social. I'm on Gitter. You can find me there. The Carl Jackson Show is where you find me. Callers, Elnor Sid, don't go anywhere. If you want to call into the program, I want to get in as many calls as possible in this hour. So feel free to call in 844-900-7243. What is your take? What is going on? Is Biden being sabotaged? Are they trying to get this, you know, swept away under the rug? What's going to happen? Do you think they're going to continue with the persecution or prosecution? One and the same, in my opinion, when it comes to former President Donald Trump. Do they have to drop this now, this special prosecutor going after Donald Trump? I don't think the left cares, frankly, but we'll have to see how all of this plays out. But I want to get your take on it. And also, I don't want you guys to forget the things that are happening in the world, because a lot of this stuff, there's a lot of distraction that's going on. That's what I was going to talk about, the distraction party in this hour. But this news broke and it's like you can't stop talking about this. Listen to this, too. Hat tip, just a new Twitter file dump. Democrat lawmakers knowingly push fake Russian narrative about the Nunes report. So now that's been released. So journalist Matt Taibbi today released part 14 on Twitter file showing how congressional Democrats tried to discredit a report by then California Representative Devin Nunes regarding the federal government's Trump-Russia investigation. The Democrat Party is corrupt. Joe Biden knew it. He thought he would be able to get away with it. Because guess what? This guy has been getting away with it for years. This guy is the president now. When he lied about his standing in college, his grades or GPA and all this stuff in college. He literally tried to he copied speeches, pretended like he had pretended like these speeches that he had spoken, you know, during the, I can't remember if it was a debate or a speech that he was giving were his. The guy has been crooked. He's been in government for, listen to this. He's been in government for a half a century. These people need to go to Washington and they need to go home. But Joe Biden is so dumb. And let's be honest about this. He's a very dumb guy. I don't say that to be mean-spirited. I say that because it's true. Some people are dumber than others. Joe Biden is. But his meal ticket has been the Senate. His meal ticket has been the Senate. But I want to talk to you about this great replenishment on the border. We'll be talking about that. Also, something that Ben Carson says that the J6 committee leaked a bunch of Social Security numbers. His was one of them. This is what the left does. They play really dirty. You have to understand that the left plays dirty. And did you see, if you guys make sure you watch Salem News Channel, I want you to see Joe Biden's face. I want you to see his face when Peter Ducey is asking him the questions. Guilty as sin. Where else are you going to find? Where else are you going to find some documents? Sean says near his collection of failed election posters. You can ask Hunter's Hookers. Maybe they have some of them. They got to look under the couch. There's plenty of places where obviously these things have been in places where anybody can walk by and grab them. I suspect, hey, Hunter, this is where I'm leaving the documents. These are the people that I want you to get in contact with. These are the people that we have leverage on. Top secret here. Let's make some money, son. Man, underneath his hairy legs, you know, he likes little kids rubbing his hairy legs. Maybe he stuck some paper up in there. Who knows? All right, let's go to Elnor. Elnor is in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Elnor, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. You got the mic.
Carl Jackson. What's up,
yes,
buddy? Yo, who's hot? Who's hype tonight, man? You're really getting it on tonight. Listen, he's everything that they're coming out with Biden will continue, because read Isaiah 9, verse 6. All things that are hidden, God is going to reveal them. God is in control of the kingdom of man, period. Biden is evil. Hunter Biden is evil. Obama was evil. And, you know, listen, buddy, I love you, Carl. Love Carl Jackson. That's the only reason I'm calling in tonight, man, because you're there. I was like, Carl Jackson, yay! Yeah. All
thank
this
you,
stuff, man, you're right on cue. It's going to continue. The reason they hate Donald Trump.
Wait, hold on, Elnor. Elnor, we got to take a break. Hold on. Hey, don't forget about the SHOT Show. The Officer Tatum Show is on the road January 17th and 18th for the annual SHOT Show in Las Vegas. The SHOT Show is back and bigger than ever with all the best shooting, hunting, and outdoor products for 2023. So you can join the Officer Tatum Show live next week on January 17th and 18th from the SHOT Show. And don't forget, the Officer Tatum will be back manana. So you have that to look forward to. All right, let's get back to your calls. Some of the stuff that I was going to talk about in the first hour, I'll try to carry over to the third hour, perhaps discuss some with Mark Walters in the second hour. You guys can feel free to call in that hour too, 844-900-7243. Maybe you have questions about the SHOT Show, firearms, self-defense, what's happening in the news, what the left is doing, trying to take away your 2A rights. But let's go back to Elnor. I wanted her to finish up her call. Elnor, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show.
Okay.
You got the mic.
I just want you to know, Carl Jackson, I love you, man. Oh, my God.
Thank
so
you,
nice.
Elnor. I love you, too.
I want to try to stay calmly. God reigneth in the kingdom of man. This is my third call, man. I got disconnected two times, but I wasn't going to give up them evil spirits that are not visible to our to our eyes. You know,
God bless you.
But God reigneth in the kingdom of man, and all things, the recording said, we shall overcome. We've already overcome. Everything that God has spoken has already been done. He brings it to fruition. That means he's spoken it, and it comes to pass. Biden, all the evil darkness cannot stand before light. Donald Trump is a child of light. That's why the world was trying to get everybody to hate him. Just like they said, they accepted devil, the man that killed people, but a murderer. And I can't think of his name right now, but they said, crucify Jesus. We are more than victorious in Jesus Christ. And everything that the devils have done, the left, God is bringing it to light. And Ron Amen. DeSantis cannot, he will never be president. The Trump of God, which reigneth in Donald Trump, it's the spirit of the living God
Whoa,
that still reigns.
Elnor, listen, hold on. I want DeSantis to be president. I want Trump to be president. Can we work on getting them both? This is where I part with you.
God has appointed, if Almighty God has appointed Ron DeSantis, his word will stand. But if God wants to, by the way, Biden is illegitimate. He is not the president. He got in the White House with lies. He's not a president. He's a crook. He's a devil.
All right. Now, listen, I agree with you there. He is illegitimate. I'm talking about 12 years in office. That's what I'm talking about. So, guys, I'm okay with Trump winning. But let's not. DeSantis is doing some great things here in Florida that I hope he does take to the national level one day. But I'm okay.
I think God will and my good pleasure. It's God that
God can use them both. It's possible that God could use Trump for 4 years and use DeSantis for another eight. But it's also possible that the people that love God can destroy what he wants to do. And I think we have to be careful of that, too. But Elnor, as always, I love talking to you. I love your energy. I love your passion. And I think you're spot on. But listen, I love them both. I think we need Trump. I think we need DeSantis. All right, let's go to, we got some more calls here. But before my next caller, David, and then Sid and Don, I see you there. But I do want to share this story with Ben Carson because I think it's very important. You guys have to understand who the left is. And I do want to share this this great replacement theory. Apparently, the left, they're really having a problem in the UK. And it's basically a cautionary tale of what's going to happen or what is happening inside of the U.S. with this illegal immigration. But the U.K. are having a serious problem with illegal immigration, and they're filling up their centers, their metropolitan centers, so to speak. They're shipping these people out to rural areas, making them work these hard skilled jobs, let them work there for 5 years, and then maybe they get to come back and hang out amongst us. But I'll get into that hopefully at some period of time during the show. But I do want to share this before I go to my next calls here. Hat tip for Gatman. Ben Carson says the January 6th committee social security number leak was not an accident. This is who the left is. This is why, listen, call your congressman. I want everybody out there to call your congressman. We should not let the heat off of Joe Biden. It's time for us to get down in the mud with these fools. I'm sorry. It's time to get down in the mud. It's time to scrap. These fools are trying to steal your country. I'm not talking about violence, but listen, if they want to play outside the rules of the Constitution, if they want to play that game, All right, I'll match you because I want to take back my country. So call your congressman, call your senator. They better not let up on Biden. I don't care what's going on. I don't care if it's sabotage. This guy's cricket. He has to go down. I don't care if Democrats are trying to move him aside. I don't care. I don't care what the reasoning is. All I know is this fool is corrupt as all get out, and he needs to go bye-bye. He needs to go bye-bye. Put the pressure on. Call your congressman. If they raided Mar-a-Lago, I want to see the FBI treat Joe Biden the same way. As a matter of fact, while he was sitting there at the podium, they should have checked his pockets. Probably has some classified documents there. I'm telling you, this fool is putting them everywhere. Sean had a great point. There are probably some classified documents in whatever basement he was hiding in during the campaign. Probably some documents there. So check it out. Check out the basement. FBI, you don't seem to know where to check unless you're raiding Mar-a-Lago. So check Biden's basement. Probably some more stuff there. Oh, check Jill Biden's car too, because you know she knew because her husband has dementia. For God's sakes. All right, let's go to David. David is in San Antonio, Texas. David, we got a minute, but go right ahead. You got the mic.
This is Hillary got away with getting caught red-handed and destroying evidence. I think Biden is. And the thing that scares me the most is not Biden's length of service, but who voted to keep him there?
Yeah, this is a great point. I've talked about this in the past. There are a lot of low-information voters out there, no doubt. We just heard Sonny Hostin. And we heard Joy Behar there amongst them. There's a lot of low information voters out there, and they're in straight up denial because this is the problem. If you're a Democrat, I want you to hear me out. This is the problem when you make big government your God. Men are sinful. You run into stuff like this. It's going to happen. So make sure you fight for the man that has the right policies that make you free. We'll be back.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I am currently testifying in an expert witness trial, and Carl Jackson got you covered, ladies and gentlemen. Show Carl Jackson some love. Thank you, Carl, for taking over. Let's get into this.
All right, thank you, Officer Tatum. And again, Officer Tatum will be back tomorrow, all right? So you have that to look forward to. Guys, the call boards are full. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take as many calls as I can in this hour. Mark Walters is joining us for the second hour, but guess what? You can still call in. You can hang on. We'll take calls together. I'll take calls with Mark Walters. We'll talk guns, and we'll continue to talk about this subject because this is a big deal. And you guys notice this. Sean and I were talking about this during the break. Barack Obama is silent. He is silent. What exactly? What does that say? He's like, hey, he was dirty. Go ahead and get him. Go ahead and get him. I didn't tell him to take those documents home. He is silent, throwing them under the bus. All right, who's next? Who's been waiting here the longest? Let's go to Sid. Sid is in Las Vegas. Sid, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. You got the mic. You got about a minute. I want to try to squeeze in as many people as possible before the hour here, Sid.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Carl Jackson. Thank you very much. I love your enthusiasm, and I want to just say in regards to the girl from Philadelphia, I agree with her. Obviously, we're in a war between good versus evil, and we keep on talking about the liberal and the left side, and they are absolutely blatantly taking away our constitutional rights slowly, step by step, piece by piece. And, in regards to the SHOT Show, I've been there for the last 5 years. Hey, if anybody has not been to the SHOT Show and you want your rights as far as the Second Amendment, I would definitely advocate to go, because there you feel like a little kid in the candy store knowing that you have the right to buy a gun. And so obviously you got to do the background check and everything, but you know what? That's your constitutional right. So on this, I just wanted to say, and getting back to what you shared earlier with the narrow view and these girls that basically are talking out of their kazuki because they don't know what the heck they're talking
here,
about.
30 seconds here, Sid. 30 seconds
and
here.
I just wanted to say that Biden has been obviously in politicians for over 40, 50 years. So he already knows, being a vice president, what he should have and what he can have. And obviously, Donald Trump has only been in for 4 years. So let's find that, you're going to talk about.
You know what? That's a good point. That's a good point. Sid, listen, we're just running out of time, so we got to go. But that's a good point. Biden should know better. Trump was an outsider that came in. Good point, Sid. Trump is an outsider. He came in. He took classified documents, but he was the president. He could do so. Biden has been there for a half a century. He should know better. Listen, Paul, Sean, Mike, don't go anywhere. If you stay on, I will have you. I will put you on air. 844-900-7243. Mark Walters up next of Armed American Radio. We'll be back.
It's the Officer Tatum Show.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. The number to call in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Guys, and listen, I want you to continue to call into the program. On the program with me, you guys know him, you guys love him, Mark Walters of Armed American Radio. Mark, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. Mark, hey, listen, Mark, I want to ask you. I want to get your take on what's transpired, the latest news with Biden. We'll get into guns, we'll get into the Second Amendment, but I also want to ask you, would you be willing to field some calls with me? Because sure. I've been asking the listening audience, where else might Biden be hiding some classified documents? I mean, there's tons of places. I mean, he's hiding them right in the open, it seems like. So under his couch, right in Hunter's laptop, Sean McConnell thought maybe Bo Biden's urn. Who knows? Maybe right next to Jill's gas stove. By the way, check out my podcast because I debunk all the stats on gas stoves. Actually, electric stoves are more dangerous, cause more fires. It's insane. Check out the podcast, thecarljacksonshow.com. All right, Mark, I got to get your initial take on this news that transpired first yesterday, now even more today. This guy having classified documents that he took as vice president, and they're just chilling in his garage, Mark, and in his Corvette, but they're locked away. They're locked away, so everything's good.
Yeah, well, first of all, the left will call you a conspiracy theorist for telling the truth. This is not hard to figure out. You've got a Republican-controlled Congress now sworn in with a speaker who has vowed to investigate the administration. He knows his son's laptop is out there. He knows he's been committing crimes for his last 50 years in Washington. He knows those documents were there. That's why he had lawyers go to get them in advance of the upcoming investigations. They got caught. It leaked. And if you watched the press conference or the the White House today with KJP and watch the media, who is now forced to report on this. They're all, it's almost as if they're asking questions of her now in the tone, how could you possibly have let us down? We covered you for Trump. You know, we covered Joe Biden.
Good point.
And all this, and now we're forced to cover this. How could you possibly be doing this to us? It is not a stretch to understand that this was all, it's not a setup. Biden had this information. He knew he had it. His attorneys are in there taking it out for one reason, to get it out in advance of the upcoming investigations. That's why lawyers were involved. My question is, if you want to get conspiratorial about it, is what did they take versus what did they leave when the story leaked? It's that simple.
Huh.
They think you're
interesting,
stupid, Carl. They think you're stupid.
Yes. It's amazing. It is amazing. I mean, for the not-so-notorious KGP to sit behind that microphone and say, what did she say? Something to the effect of, well, he said he didn't know. I'm like, what? Are we in kindergarten? I mean, it's insulting to listen to these people when we know the evidence is there that they're corrupt as all get out. I'm speaking to Mark Walters of Armed American Radio. Mark, the phones are still lighting up, so I'm going to ask you to let people know where they can find you. Guys, I promise you that we'll get into 2A, but the calls are still coming in on this issue, 844-900-7243. I didn't expect news to break today that this fool was hiding classified documents and his classic Corvette that he only has because he's corrupt, and in his mansion inside of his garage, inside of some little, who knows, I don't know if there's a padlock on, who knows what, who knows if they are even really locked up, you know, they who knows. But anyway, let's field a couple of calls. I'm speaking to Mark Walters of Armed American Radio. Mark, where can people find you before we take a couple of these calls together?
armedamericanradio.com. I air 6 days a week, every day, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and every Sunday on hundreds of radio stations, 8 to 11 p.m. across the nation. armedamericanradio.com to tune in and get the truth about your right to bear arms.
All right, let's go to Mike. Mike Glover's in North Carolina. He has a question about Kamala Harris. But Mike, I want to ask you this question before we get to Kamala Harris. Where else might Joe Biden and Jill, because Jill had to know, listen, he has to hold on to Jill's elbow to know which direction he should go. So Jill had to know. So where else would Joe and Jill be hiding some classified documents? I want to get your take, Mike, and then we'll talk about Kamala Harris.
Well, okay. In my opinion, I don't know if Joe Biden is completely innocent of this advent at all. I think that it's possible that this was a Democrat's plan all along to get him out of the way to get her in. This country right now, the left is trying to make us trying to make this be like the United Kingdom. They want to have a queen in the country instead of a president.
Yeah, so listen.
That's just my opinion.
Okay. Okay, so you think Kamala Harris, they want to get him out of the way for Kamala Harris. You think they want to put Kamala Harris in the White House. That's what you're saying.
Well, that's the other side of the coin. If you get him in, she's going to be in automatically. So that's just my opinion. I think they're trying to hurry up their their invasion of the U.S. citizenry, and that's what they're trying in the works.
Well, I tell you this, Mike, and listen, go ahead. Go ahead. Finish your thought, Mike.
That 87,000 that he hired a while back, do you actually
think they're
just IRS people? I don't think so.
Well, they got some extra duties. They got some extra duties. That's for sure.
Thanks to Jim Jordan, I believe they got this second order. He was trying to get 87,000 more. I think they got that shot down the other day.
They have voted on it, but unfortunately, listen, Mike, I appreciate the call. Thank you for being out there. Listen, the House did vote on it. Unfortunately, there is a Democratic Senate, and there is this corrupt president, President-elect Biden. Kamala Harris, I got to say this, and then I want to get your take, Mark Walters. I don't think the left wants Kamala Harris. I think, if anything, I think you're I think it's a little bit of both. They knew that the Republicans are investigating stuff. They're taking stuff seriously. Thank God for those 20 Freedom Caucus heroes. In my opinion, they have to take the right seriously. But I also wonder, like, it's amazing to me that they're willing to, I mean, just come out with all of this information now. Or you think they're trying to get ahead of this as well? Do you think someone is trying to sabotage them? You think it's clear cut? And I don't think Kamala Harris is going to be the person, guys. I think, if anything, they just want Biden to move aside. She is dumber than he is, if you can believe it. Mark Walters, your take.
Well, I would agree with Mike if it were not Kamala Harris in the second slot. I certainly wouldn't put it past the Democrats to do something like that. However, they know she's dumber than he is, even with advanced dementia.
That's so sad and so true. She is so horrible. She could not cut it, and they know it. They realize that. So I think they'd rather him finish out his term and just make sure that he doesn't run again. I think they're greasing the skids for Gavin Newsom. I really do. That's the pretty boy I think that they want, even though California has gone down the tubes under his leadership. It does not matter.
Carl, can I throw a theory at you?
Yeah, go right ahead.
I'm in Georgia, where we just went through Stacey Abrams again. And I'm going to throw something at you that a lot of people don't talk about. But, you know, she's a new Democrat rising star, right? Have you ever noticed, first off, before I go to the theory, that all of the Democrats' rising stars are losers? All right. Yeah. She's the second, Beto, her, et cetera. Now, think about this for a second. Imagine if they get rid of Kamala Harris moving into 2024. But before they do that, she all of a sudden gets sick or resigns, whatever it is, has to take care of somebody ill and leaves office for whatever reason, because they know they can't win with her when Biden doesn't run. What do? Biden taps Stacey Abrams for VP. Biden bails out. Stacey Abrams runs as an incumbent VP. Consider that.
None of this stuff is unbelievable anymore, Mark. I mean, there's no conspiracy theory almost worth denying at this point. It's insane how crazy the country has gone. Listen, Linda, Sean, I know you're out there. 844-900-7243. I'll get back to you on the other side, and more with our guest, Mark Walters of Armed American Radio.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, it's jam.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. I see my co-host, Aubrey Kahn, sitting outside the window. All right, have you ever picked up a towel? I want to talk to you about MyPillow. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it at home, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels that actually work. I know it's mind-blowing to think towels that actually dry you. Their six-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors. And right now, you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with the promo code Brandon. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty. They have a 60-day money-back guarantee as well. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set, all you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, enter the promo code Brandon, or if you prefer, you can give them a call at 800-976-8379. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Brandon. All right, back with my guest, Mark Walters of Armed American Radio. We're fielding calls together. People are calling in. They still want to talk about what's happening with Joe Biden. This is a big story. Obviously, it's just a huge story. I mean, I came in with a completely different outline. This story breaks, and it's like you can't run away from it. So let's field a couple more calls, if you don't mind, Mark. And I promise you we're going to get to Second Amendment stuff. This is just exciting. All right. We got Sean. Sean is in Apple Valley, California. He says, what will be better, getting rid of Biden or getting stuck with Kamala Harris? Another Kamala Harris question. Go right ahead, Sean. You got the mic.
Yeah, well, first of all, I wanted to thank you, not the last time you were on yesterday, but the time before that, when you spoke about Deputy Cordero. I was the one that called in and let your producer know about it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome.
And then with the hiding of his documents, two places I think he may be hiding them is in Xia Jinping's desk drawer.
Good. All right.
And behind his stash of applesauce.
Oh, man, he brought it. Sean from Apple Valley. So that's all right. Good stuff. Good stuff, Sean. Appreciate you calling in. Hey, Mark, I want to ask you, and callers, don't go anywhere. I see you out there, Linda, Dale, Alexander. I promise I'm getting to you. 844-900-7243. Our guest is Mark Walters of Armed American Radio. Mark, we had some Second Amendment wins. The bump stock ban was shot down, thank God. Talk to us about that, if you would.
Yeah, that's a huge, huge decision out of the Fifth Circuit in Texas. And the reason that's big is twofold. First, it shouldn't have been banned in the first place. Number two, the ATF. Now, Joe Biden refers to the ATF as the AFT. So I call it the AFT in honor of Joe Biden. The AFT is a regulatory agency. They do not have the ability to write law, change definition. Only Congress does. So what they did was they went in after Vegas and they decided unilaterally that the bump stock, which is an inanimate piece of plastic with no moving parts, is a machine gun. Now, my fear, Carl, and I think you and I have talked about this on my show and your show, is that they can define a bump stock, an inanimate piece of single piece of plastic, as a machine gun. What can they do when they realize that you don't need a bump stock to bump fire a semi-automatic rifle, but you can do it with a rubber band or a belt loop? Or even if you're tired after you've been shooting all day, by accident, it can happen with a pistol. It can happen with any semi-automatic gun, rifle, or pistol. Well, my fear was they're going to do, and this is what we know Biden wanted to do, and he's been telegraphing this over the past couple, 3 years, that he wants to get rid of semi-automatic guns. So how do you do that? You have the AFT come in and say, well, hey, look, there are videos on YouTube that show that you don't need a bump stock. Maybe we've been misclassifying semi-automatic the wrong way all this time. And then move to put semi-automatics by rechanging a definition to put them on the NFA, National Firearms List, and which would, of course, do the same thing as it would with a machine gun. If the AFT can do that with a bump stock, they can do it with anything. So when that was wiped out, we now have the upcoming pistol brace ruling from the upcoming AFT's change of rules and decision-making, where they're going to unilaterally decide that that's different, that a pistol brace somehow turns an AR-15 pistol into a short-barreled rifle, making it a National Firearms Act piece firearm. So that wipes that out as well. If they can't do it with a bump stock, they can't do it with that, they cannot change the definition, and they cannot commit or charge someone with a crime for doing that. So this is a huge victory out of the Fifth Circuit, gigantic decision out of the Fifth Circuit. And why it's even bigger, and the administration isn't talking about it because they keep their gun control accolades quiet, is this puts a real monkey wrench in their plan, because they were planning on using the AFT. I'm being facetious, of course, for those that might just have just joined us. Biden refers to the ATF as the AFT, so I'll do it in honor of Joe Biden and his dementia. So what happens now is they can no longer do that. By no longer being able to do that because of the Fifth Circuit decision, Carl, simply put, and I'll get off my soapbox, that wipes out what Biden wanted to use the AFT for, which was to get around Congress to initiate and institute more gun control. This was a huge blow to the administration's gun control agenda.
You know, and I like I like the last point that you made, Mark, because what I can't stand about the left, and Republicans need to catch on to this. I get so sick and tired. And callers, Linda, Eric, Dale, I promise I'll get to you, so don't go anywhere. 844-900-7243. I get so sick and tired of this administrative state. Instead of going through the people, instead of going through the legislative process, letting the people have a say, these people will use the ATF, or AFT, as Biden would call it, to take away our Second Amendment rights. And it's very frustrating to me. And also the terms that they use, even, Mark, assault weapon. What's an assault weapon? A shoe can be an assault weapon. A knife could be an assault weapon. And I got to tell you, Mark, I've shot with some people that didn't even understand. And I'm not belittling them. I'm just letting you know these are the conversations that I'm having. Some people don't even realize that a semi-automatic weapon means, listen, every time I pull the trigger, a bullet comes out. They think a semi-automatic weapon is an assault weapon, per se, and the left plays on words.
Well, they've been doing it for years when they say gun safety or common sense gun safety measure. And the reason they're able to get away with that, Carl, is because they have the media in their hip pocket that's doing the bidding, that creates a narrative. All of the left-wing networks read off of the bullet points. They use the same lingo, that it's a common sense gun safety measure, when we know what it is, and that's gun control. And then I ask your listeners the same thing I ask my listeners: why does the left want you disarmed? Listeners, when you go to bed at night, I want you to think about this. What is it about the left's agenda that requires you to be disarmed? And if you're having trouble answering that in your head, think about this question. What can a
hold on that? Hold it there, Mark. Hold on to that question. Hold on to that question. We'll be back. More Mark Walters and your call. Linda, Eric, and Dale. We'll be right back.
We kneel to God and God alone. The Officer Tatum Show.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. The number to call in, 844-900-7243. Hey guys, join Brandon next week as he broadcasts live from the annual SHOT Show in Las Vegas. The SHOT Show is back, and the Officer Tatum Show will be there with a sneak peek at 2023's best gear of the year. You can join the Officer Tatum Show live on the 17th and the 18th. Linda, Eric, Dale, I'll get right to you. But Mark, let me ask you about the SHOT Show. You go to the SHOT Show. What should people be looking forward to, Mark?
On Monday through Thursday, and broadcasting from there. And when I go every year, it's my 23rd year. I have no idea what new stuff I'm going to see until I get there. I have a good idea, but I don't report on it until about the week after the SHOT Show. So I want people to keep their eyes on all the fun new stuff that's coming out that will be announced this year at SHOT Show. And supposedly this year, it's going to be a record amount of new products that the firearms industry will be unveiling.
Oh, man, I got to say, I got to admit that I'm jealous of you guys, Mark. That sounds completely fun. I love firearms. Obviously, you know, Mark Walters of Armed American Radio loves firearms, but more importantly, he loves defending your 2A rights. Mark, before we went out to the break, you said there's a question. What question were you framing that Democrats are asking?
Well, I ask my listeners all the time. Think about this when you lay down your head at night. What is it about the left agenda, Carl, that requires you to be disarmed? Why are they fighting to disarm
you? That's a good point.
What is it about that agenda that requires your disarmament? Because that's their ultimate goal. We prove it day after day, and that is the eventual confiscation and ending the civilian right to bear arms in this country. We know that to be the case. So then couple that. If you have trouble answering that question because you don't like the answer, because it's a scary answer, okay? So phrase it this way. What can a government do after it confiscates its civilians' firearms? Anything it wants. And therein lies the answer right there. It's about control. It's about power. If they disarm you, they have the ultimate power. The globalists in this world want Americans disarmed. They cannot move forward with their agenda until Americans are disarmed. And right now, they estimate about 100 to 120 million gun owners in America. I would put that number closer to 150, maybe 160, and I'll tell you why. I have lots of guns, and if you call me and ask me questions about my guns, I'm going to hang up on you. And a lot of people do that. So there are at least a half a billion guns in this country, trillions of rounds of ammunition in the hands of private citizens. And if what they say about guns, more guns equals more violence, with that many guns in this country, you'd already know it. And I close out with this. I hate bumper sticker logic until it makes sense, but it's a true statement. If 150 million gun owners in this country were a problem, you would, in fact, already know it.
Yeah, that's such a great point. And let's add this to the mix here, Mark. Why is it that blue cities are overwhelmingly the ones that are ridden with gun violence? And I shouldn't say gun, with crime, with people that are using guns. You come to red territory, you come to places like Florida, where we have, you know, we carry firearms. In Georgia, you carry firearms. And unless you right. go to a blue city, it's a safer place. And you know, I carry. I know that you carry. I love firearms. It's insane. Just think about that, people. Why is it in these Democratic strongholds, why is the crime and the violence there? Why is it so concentrated there as opposed to red territory, if you will? Let's take some more calls here. I'm speaking to Mark Walters of Armed American Radio. He is my guest for the hour. We're going to ask some more 2A questions. I always want people to get to know Mark Walters simply because he is one of the best fighters for the Second Amendment rights, for your 2A rights that I know. And I want everybody to hear him and to hear his voice because he's fighting for you. And if you're ever doubtful about why you should be armed or why the Second Amendment is important, even if you aren't armed, Mark Walters is the guy to listen to, in my opinion. All right, let's go to Dale. Dale is in Las Vegas, and then we'll go to Eric and Linda. Dale, you got the mic. We got about a minute before the break here.
How you doing, man? To answer Mark's question, yeah, the only reason they want to disarm us is so that the police can force us to answer any order they give us, just like in Canada. The only the fact that they're able to take away bank accounts. And most people that don't know guns don't realize you can shoot a pump-action shotgun damn near just as fast as a semi-auto, or a bolt-action if you really know what you're doing. And
we got about 30 seconds. Dale, you wanted to add something to the mix.
Yeah, and wasn't the purpose for the Second Amendment so that we could match the police if they ever wanted to step up and take over? I mean, that's pretty much the whole purpose of it. And then right. Biden, yeah, he's definitely hiding some documents next to the ice cream.
All right, we got to take a break. But all right, we'll be right back, and I'll let Mark Walters respond to that call. We got to take a break. Back with Mark Walters of Armed American Radio. Dale said he's hiding a stash in his ice cream.
The last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Keeping it real.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. Callers just dropped off. I was going right to you. The number to call in, 844-900-7243. I'm Mark Walters of Armed American Radio has joined me. Linda, we're going to you next, so don't go anywhere. Guys, I'm fielding as many calls as possible. So if you want to talk about Joe Biden, Sean McConnell had a good idea or a good place where the FBI may want to consider checking since the FBI have been so lackluster in their performance when it comes to Joe Biden scandals. They may want to check underneath the rug because that's where he's been sweeping all of his scandals. I love what the last caller said too. Check his ice cream. Listen, check the freezer. Check behind those ice cream boxes. You never know. Yeah, check the pantry for the box of corn pops. Thank you, Sean. No doubt. I mean, this guy's just leaving them everywhere. And listen to this. Listen to this. This stuff, it just doesn't stop, guys. It doesn't stop. Report document shows Hunter owned Joe Biden's Delaware house in 2018. It doesn't stop. I mean, where the documents, the classified documents were, Hunter Biden, the crackhead.
Oh, you ain't catching no crackhead.
The house. Unbelievable. What was Trump's response to that? Trump's response, thank you, Rick. When is the FBI going to raid the mini homes of Joe Biden? Perhaps even the White House, these documents were definitely not declassified. That's why Obama is silent. Let him take the fall. All right, Mark Walters of Armed American Radio, and then Linda, I'll go to you, so please hang on. Mark Walters, you heard the last caller. He basically asked the question, if I recall correctly. Listen, weren't we allowed as citizens to be as heavily armed as as police officers, as the military? We are the militia. Your take?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a brilliant question, and I appreciate the call and the opportunity to answer. To suggest otherwise would mean that the founders wanted to leave themselves with inferior weapons to fight an invading army or an enemy within. It is nonsense.
Uh-oh. I lost you, Mark.
I still got you.
Okay. All right. You said it was nonsense. You cut out on me there.
Yeah. What I was saying was to suggest otherwise from that caller's brilliant question and statement would be this. You would have to believe that, what the gun grabbers are trying to tell you today, Carl, you would have to believe that the founders would wanted to have left themselves with inferior weapons to what they themselves may have faced. It's ludicrous on its surface.
Man, that's such a good point. That is such a good point. Let's take a call. I want to go to Linda, and then I want to come back to Mark, and I want to ask him about what J.D. Pritzker has just done in Illinois, this assault weapons ban. This is these people are – they. Take the left seriously. Believe what they say. They want to be able to rule over you as elites. But let's go to Linda. Linda has been waiting patiently. She's in Wisconsin. Linda, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. You got the mic.
Hello. I have a lot I would like to say, but I'll stick to the topic at hand. The Biden Hunter collusion thing with Hillary as well, even though Hillary's not mentioned. First of all, let's say I'm a Christian, I'm a veteran, and I'm a patriot, conservative patriot.
Thank you for your service. Thank you.
Thank you. I also work for the VA, so I'm a federal employee. I'm low level. I'm a scheduler. And it appalls me that what's going on with the corruption, the waste, the fraud, the abuse, because we are trained in at our level, and we are required to report what we see. So why are they not being held to the same standards? Is it, I don't know if it's the higher ups or if it's because the VA has been in the media so much, we're now held to a higher standard. But even the Hillary releasing those emails, nothing ever happened. And it just appalls me. And I'm appalled as a veteran, too, that this is happening.
Yeah, Linda, I mean, this is it's such a great point and such a good call. And thank you again for your service. I really appreciate you taking the time to call in. It's good to know that there are some good people out there that are working inside of the federal government that are just as disgusted as we are because they see the corruption and it can't feel good. But, you know, obviously people have got to make a living. But it is disgusting. I don't even think it's a two-tiered justice system. I feel like there's justice only the left wants justice. And then when it comes to people on the right, it's like, hey, it's screw you. Unfortunately, this is the way our system seems to operate right now. That's why I think it's incumbent upon the Republicans to shrink the size of government, to shrink or to literally amputate some of these bureaucratic institutions. It's insane because the left, the ways in which the left works is they use these institutions like they use the Consumer Product Safety Commission to come out and float this idea about getting rid of gas stoves, which is insane. Make sure you check out my podcast because I blow that nonsense out of the water. TheCarlJacksonShow.com. All right. Mark Walters of Armed American Radio. Mark. All right. J.D. Pritzker. Assault weapons ban. Give us the lowdown on that, please.
Yeah, first I want to say, because I'm such a cynic in the way our government operates today, I hope Linda was not her real name, and I hope she works for a different agency than she said she worked for.
I thought about that, too.
Saying, but no, I appreciate her strength, and I appreciate your service, Linda. Thank you very much, and I appreciate the call. Pritzker just signed an assault weapons ban in Illinois. And again, all of this is in violation of two, not just Bruin, but two prior Supreme Court decisions, the 2008 Heller decision and the McDonald decision, which incorporated the Second Amendment to the states through the 14th Amendment. And the reason that that's important is because we couldn't have brought the Bruin case, the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association v. Bruin case against the state of New York, if the McDonald case in 2010 hadn't been decided the way it was. All of this ties together. Now, what the left's tactic here is to go after Bruin, pervert the decision,
Mark,
just like they
Mark,
did.
Mark, do me a favor. Hold that thought. We're going to be taking a break in 10 seconds. We'll come back on the other side. We'll have about 3, 4, or 4 minutes left to discuss it. Mark Walters of Armed American Radio will be back in a few.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Here's an interesting piece of news. Facebook is weighing reinstating Trump amid the debate over censorship. They need to stop throttling people. They've been throttling me there forever. But anyway, you can find me on social media, The Carl Jackson Show. I'm speaking to Mark Walters of Armed American Radio. Arthur and Kathy, I see you out there. Don't go anywhere. I will get to you. Mark Walters, you were talking about the Bruin case. We have just a couple of minutes before we end this hour, but I wanted you to talk about that. Finish your point on that, if you would, please.
Yeah, I'll make this quick. It's a little bit complicated because we're dealing with quote-unquote assault weapons bans, to use their phrase. After the Bruin decision was decided, there's a Fourth Circuit case in Maryland that we lost, an assault weapons ban case. We lost it in the Court of Appeals. After the Bruin case was decided, the Supreme Court granted cert in that case, then remanded it back to the courts to re-decide the case in light of the Bruin decision. We are confident we're going to win that case. The other side will likely not appeal it to the Supreme Court after we lose because the left does not want that to become the law of the land because we know how the Supreme Court will rule. What Pritzker just did is signed another assault weapon ban bill in Illinois, and I'll just leave this with your audience. They're going to lose. We're going to have to go through a process. The left is going to push this as far as they can. We will beat them over the head with a rolled-up copy of the Constitution. Unfortunately, taxpayers in those blue states are going to have to foot the bill, but we will win. Freedom will prevail.
I love it. I love it. Oh, and there's another place. If Biden has a rolled up constitution anywhere in his house, they may want to check that for classified documents. They may want to check Mar-a-Lago. He may have snuck some in there. They may want to check the FBI headquarters. The FBI had sucked on this. So maybe he has some classified. He has a little spot there that he hides some classified information. We only got about a minute here. Mark, tell people where they can find you. And then I want to take one more caller before we get out of the break here.
ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Tune in 6 days a week. ArmedAmericanRadio.com. You can watch the show live and you can listen to the show live right there on the site every day.
ArmedAmericanRadio.com. All right, Kathy, let's take one more call before the break. Kathy from Victorville, California. If you can make it quick, you got the mic.
Yeah, we need a you first policy with elected officials. They want no firearms for protection. You first. They want
love
no
it.
Gas stoves, and let's try it at Capitol Hill.
I love
the
that.
White House,
I love
and
that.
The Food Network. You want abortion? You first. Try it with your family and friends. You get their support, but they have to try it. They have to try
it. I love it. Good call, Kathy. Good call. Good call. Mark Walters of Armed American Radio. Check him out. ArmedAmericanRadio.com. ArmedAmericanRadio.com. I wanted to talk about more. But this news broke. I wanted Mark to be a part of it. We invited him on. I want you guys to hear him. I want you guys to find him. I want you guys to fight for your Second Amendment rights. Mark Walters, God bless you for what you do. Thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks, Carl, for having me. Appreciate it. I love you. Keep up the fight.
All right. God bless you. Love you too, man.
Thinking and praying, wishing and hoping, cause wishing and hoping.
Officer Tatum Show.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. Guys, please find me on social media. The Carl Jackson Show is where you can find me on Twitter, Getter, True Social, Instagram. You can find me there. Facebook. Just read some news in the last hour that Facebook is considering allowing Trump back on. Facebook must be getting nervous. Thank God for those 20 that stood up in the House that are demanding that we finally fight back. I love what the House Freedom Caucus was able to accomplish because they even caused Kevin McCarthy to grow a spine, if you will. And this is fascinating. This is good stuff. What we witnessed last week was absolutely amazing. It was historical, and there are good things happening as a result of that. I'll get into some stories, but I'm still welcoming your calls if you want to call in about the latest news on the corrupt Joe Biden. And you know that Joe Biden knew this as well, right? But the corrupt news or the latest news, which is there's classified information, classified documents that were found in his garage. Now we know, hat tip to Breitbart, that house in Delaware was owned by Hunter Biden in 2018. This was a house where he was keeping classified documents in a locked cabinet of sorts, I guess, in his garage and in his Corvette. Two things that should not be in the garage. Again, I will say of a politician that has been in Washington, D.C. for 50 years, a former senator and a VP, a former VP, now president. I'm sorry, a classic Corvette and classified documents when he was VP. This guy is corrupt as all get out, and the left knows it. The left knows it. Arthur, don't go anywhere. I'm going to go right to your call here shortly. 844-900-7243. 844-900-7243. I got some news that I wanted to share with you in the first hour. Also, let me make mention of this. Rush Limbaugh. Today would have been Rush Limbaugh's birthday. Guys, the talk radio that we're on, I don't know that it would be possible were it not for Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh was the first radio host that I listened to, had no idea who he was. I was literally working three jobs at the time. I was driving back home one day, somewhat tired and delirious. I turned on this guy, this Rush Limbaugh guy, and he was funny. He started talking about politics and some stuff I agreed with, some stuff I disagreed with at the time. But over time, I listened to his show more and more, and I was like, man, I do agree with that. Had no idea that he was Rush Limbaugh, if you will. So for months and months and months, I listened to him and fell in love with the show. I loved it on drive time listening to it because I had a long drive with one of my jobs. So I loved listening to him. Just an amazing, amazing character, an amazing talent on loan from God. I really do believe that was the case. And then I remember going to a function where there were some black people. All right, obviously, and so I'm at this function, and ironically, a conversation about Rush Limbaugh comes up and how he's racist. I hadn't been paying attention to politics too much, listening to news. And I was like, Rush Limbaugh racist? Is that the same Rush Limbaugh that I've been listening to? He's not racist. And so anyway, I just listen, man, I love the guy dearly. I bought like a baby. I'm not even ashamed to admit it. The day that he passed, because he had that type of impact in my life, I listened to him daily. And I miss him to this day. I miss hearing that voice. I miss hearing his take on issues because he was the best. He was the best. Plain and simple. All right. Let me go to Arthur. Arthur is in Mill Creek, Utah. Arthur, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. You got the mic. Uh-oh. Arthur? I don't hear.
Let's see. Yep. Can you hear me?
Hey, Arthur. Yes, I can. Go right ahead, yeah. Arthur. You got the mic.
A couple, three weeks ago, I was listening to Mark Wilder's show, and it was doing reruns. So I switched over to Gun Talk, Grisham's Gun Talk, and okay. Somebody there said they saw a T-shirt with the Charlie Brown character's Peppermint Patty leaning against a tree and Charlie Brown on his back, and Peppermint Patty asked Charlie Brown, why are the Democrats so working so hard to take away our guns, our Second Amendment?
And Charlie Brown says, oh, because they don't want to get shot and they want to enslave us.
Wow. That's pretty intense for Charlie Brown, man. I appreciate it.
Well, I don't know. I suppose you could get a T-shirt made up for any way you want.
Yeah. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. But that is fascinating. Okay. That is interesting. Where would you think, Arthur, where would Biden be hiding classified documents? I want to get your take on that.
Maybe in his underwear. You know what kind of underwear what uses, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. I think Sean McConnell and I had a conversation about this just a couple of breaks back.
I got turned on. Well, not turned on. I realized there's somebody like Rush Limbaugh out there. When in the funny paper, Ziggy, you know, was all often visited by little green men, and they stopped down and visited him and says, we don't want to see your leader. We want to see Rush Limbaugh. And I asked my friends out at work, who in the heck is Rush Limbaugh? And he told me what station he was at. So I started listening to him and said, whoa, where the heck have you been?
Yeah, yeah, he was amazing. He was amazing. Arthur, listen, I appreciate it. Yeah, yes, he was. That's a good way to put it. Arthur, I appreciate you calling in, man. Thank you so much. And again, if you want to call into the program, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Actually, you know what I want to do? I want to play, we played a couple audio clips in the first hour. I'd like to play them again, and there's even more that I'd like to play for you. But I want you guys to hear this audio clip again of The View. Because I want you to understand the left. Not only are they corrupt, but they live in denial and they have low information voters, even the ones that they claim are the savants, even the ones that are supposed to be sophisticated and really smart and educated, the Sonny Hostins of the world. So I want you to hear this audio clip of The View and their take on the Joe Biden scandal. I don't know the audio clip. I don't have the cut sheet right in front of me, Sean, but if you can roll that.
A luckier person than Donald Trump, just as we're this close to getting him,
but you know
somehow these documents appear.
But here's the thing. Biden is wrong to have done this. He was in office for 40 years.
Let's find out what this is first. Now, again, one of the things that gets me crazy is before we know, it's already been spun a specific way. I don't want to see that. I want to see someone explain to me, A, how it's possible that after all this time, nobody knew this. Because to me, if you're missing classified information, I don't mean to laugh, but in my house, if stuff is missing, I know it's missing.
Does it feel like Oppo research to you? Does it feel like the Republicans are behind it?
It did originally, but I'm sorry. But not now. Because one of the things he's saying is that, you know, some of the locations where the docs may have been shipped in the transition taken and put. But still, how come the people who signed the documents out to them
But if you send a classified email in the White House or you're interacting, it's not always coming from one place.
Not necessarily, but here's the problem is Trump is going to argue, I didn't bring these staff packed the boxes.
Yeah.
Well, because that's what Biden is now saying.
Well, that it may be true.
Okay, so actually that's a different clip. And listen, Whoopi Goldberg illustrates that she has some common sense. How do you not know that classified documents are missing? There was a clip earlier where Sonny Hostin and Joy Behar, just nuts. They're just nuts. They're in complete and utter denial. They're just partisan hacks. That's all that it is. But this is a huge story. These people, this man that these people trusted, that these people voted for, he's everything they claim Trump is, except Trump isn't that. And Biden is. The scandals with Ukraine, with Iran, with China. You can go on and on and on. Everything that they said Trump was, he isn't, but Biden is. We'll be back. Carl Jackson in for the Officer Tatum.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. I want to talk to you about My Pillow. Have you ever picked up a towel set and said because it feels really soft in the store, and then you get home and it's all crusty and it's not absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why My Pillow has developed the My Pillow towels, towels that actually work. I know it sounds crazy, towels that actually dry you, but My Pillow has produced them. Their 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with the promo code Brandon. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty. They have their 60-day money-back guarantee as well. To receive this amazing offer, all you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, enter the promo code Brandon, or you can give them a call at 800-976-8379. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Brandon. Okay, so had to Sean McConnell some news I want to share with you. Mike in Seattle, I see you out there. Number to call in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Love to hear your take on Biden and the classified documents that he unlawfully hid. It's pretty simple. All right, Kenan Anderson, the Black Lives Matter founder's cousin, dies after police arrest. This is from the BBC. A cousin of BLM co-founder Patrice Cullors, Patrice the Con Cullors, died hours after he was repeatedly tasered and restrained in the street by the LAPD. Okay, whenever we hear stories like this, I frankly get a little concerned because BLM is a domestic terrorist organization, in my opinion. And we saw what they're capable of, but as more people realize that they're frauds, then, you know, maybe we won't see chaos, and hopefully not. But you have to go beyond the headline, because when you do, it's clear that this guy should have complied and he wouldn't have died. Kenan Anderson, 31, is a teacher and a father. He died at a hospital in Santa Monica. Los Angeles Police Department have released body camera footage of the January 3rd encounter. It shows Mr. Anderson begging for help as his officers hold him down. At one point, he can be heard saying, and I quote, "They're trying to George Floyd me." Great. That's all you need to hear on camera, right? Quote unquote, a reference to obviously the May 2020, they say murder here. I don't believe it was a murder. I believe the guy was hopped up on fentanyl and died as a result of it. But they say the May 2020 murder of the black dude in Minneapolis, black man in Minneapolis. It goes on to say cause of death for Mr. Anderson, who lived in the Washington, D.C. area. And was visiting Los Angeles, has not been officially determined. The footage adds to pressure on the LAPD, whose encounters with black and brown men have resulted in 3 deaths in under a week. I do wonder if any whites have been stopped and killed or tased by the LAPD in the same period of time. You'd never know that information because they never shared. Takar Smith, 45, and Oscar Sanchez, 35, were both shot dead by officers at the start of January. Wow. No details with that. They were just shot dead by officers. They must have been walking by, and the officer says, "There goes those darkies. Let's pop a cap in them." I'm sure that's what happened. That's the way the article reads. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, and obviously I'm being facetious, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass called the incident deeply disturbing. Of course she did. Los Angeles is going to be a disaster with Karen Bass. I'll hold my tongue. The police department said it was investigating the 3 men's deaths. The police who tasered Mr. Anderson were called to the scene at around 1500 local time in response to a reported traffic accident. Police Chief Michael Moore told a news conference on Wednesday that Mr. Anderson had committed a felony hit and run in a traffic collision. Maybe they should have shared that in the headline. Let me go on. He said Mr. Anderson had attempted to flee the scene and slain by trying to, quote, get into another person's car without their permission. Maybe they should have shared in that headline that he tried to carjack somebody too after the hit and run. Let's see. Hit and run, carjack somebody, probably violent. If I'm a cop, I'm getting out my pistol. But that's just me. And everybody else with common sense. For God's sakes. Footage shows Mr. Anderson in distress when police arrive, telling the first officer, quote, somebody is trying to kill me, although no visible threat appears on camera. Initially, Mr. Anderson sits down as directed, but as more police arrive, he gets up and runs into the street while ignoring requests for him to stop. Just comply, people. Just comply. Please teach this to your kids. Please teach this to your sons or daughters. You don't mess around with dudes that have guns. Comply. Comply. It's really simple. They sat him down. They weren't going to shoot him. They weren't going to tase him. When police reach Mr. Anderson and attempt to detain him, he is compliant. Okay. Then defiant. Then fearful, shouting please and help. And they're trying to George Floyd me. It almost sounds like this guy's hopped up on drugs, doesn't it? The stun gun was initially used on Mr. Anderson for about 30 seconds after an officer warned him multiple times to, quote, stop or I'm going to tase you, close quote. Other officers were holding him down. He is tasered again for roughly 5 more seconds. An ambulance arrived about 5 minutes after he was tasered, police said, and brought Mr. Anderson to a local hospital. He died about 4.5 hours later after going into cardiac arrest. This according to police. A toxicology report produced by the LAPD showed that he tested positive for cannabis and cocaine. The LA coroner's office will conduct a separate report. I also would like to know if he tested positive for the COVID vaccine. I'm just saying, I want to know. I don't want anybody to die like this. I really don't. But comply, people. Comply, comply, comply. Obviously, this guy was hopped up on drugs. He had cocaine. He had cannabis. He had weed in his system. The weed today is way strong compared to what it was even 10 or 15 years ago. And it can cause psychosis. Sorry, it's just the truth. All right. So, guys, I hope this doesn't resort to any type of violence. But this is a story that I wanted to share. Another story that I wanted to share. Callers, I see you out there. I see Mike, JR, Maureen. I'll get to you on the other side of the break. So stay on there if you would. 844-900-7243. I want to bring your attention to this, and I'm not talking about any of the stuff I intended to because it's a little lengthy, but I do want to share some of the news of the day with you. Rick Scott is carrying his feud with Mitch McConnell into the new Congress. This is a good thing. Rick Scott was a decent governor. I take that back. He was a good governor for Florida. Wasn't as charismatic and in front of the issues as Governor Ron DeSantis is today, but he was a good governor. He screwed up with the Second Amendment big time, though. But what I like, he is actually running ads already challenging Mitch McConnell, and we need someone willing to do that. Rick Scott has the courage to do it. I give him credit for that. We'll be back. Carl Jackson in for the Officer Tatum.
Seek and ye shall find. God's got your six. The Officer Tatum Show.
10 unanswered questions about Biden's classified documents. How many documents were discovered? When and how did they get there? What's in the documents and what is their level of classification? We know that now. Some of them were the highest level of classification. When was Biden told that the classified documents had been discovered? Why was the public not told when they were discovered in November? I think that answer is easy because the midterms were coming up and they wanted Democrats to fare well. This is who we're dealing with. See, I don't want to get along with the left. Listen, if we're talking about family members that are Democrats, liberals, moderates, if we're talking about friends, I don't want to lose relationships in that way over politics, right? I value family and friends. When I'm talking about being in the political arena and battling the left, I have no desire to compromise. I have no desire to get along with them. I really don't. I want to defeat them. That's all I want to do. because if I do that, I will make this country a better place for both them and myself. I don't want to compromise with these people. How will or why did the National Archives not know about the missing documents? I'm not convinced that they did or that they did, that they didn't. I mean, I think Whoopi Goldberg actually had a good point. How do you not know that they're missing? How do you not know? How will the Biden administration, and I think that's why former President Barack Obama is silent. How will the Biden administration ensure the investigation is not tainted? Will there be a special prosecutor? So that question is answered. Now there's been a special prosecutor appointed. As a matter of fact, we'll play that audio clip for you here in just a second when I figure out. Okay, let's do this. Let's play this audio clip. Merrick Garland does appoint a special prosecutor. Let's play that audio clip number two, por favor, Sean.
I'm here today to announce the appointment of Robert Herr as a special counsel pursuant to Department of Justice regulations governing such matters. In keeping with those regulations, I have today notified the designated members of each House of Congress of the appointment. I'm joined today by John Lausch, U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Illinois, who conducted the initial investigation into the matter that I will describe today. On the evening of November 4th, 2022, the National Archives Office of Inspector General contacted a prosecutor at the Department of Justice. It informed him that the White House had notified the archives that documents bearing classification markings were identified at the office of the Penn Biden Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement, located in Washington, D.C. That office was not authorized for storage of classified documents.
Okay, that's Merrick Garland. They have now, first they went with this guy Lausch, then they appointed Robert Herr because Lausch was retiring. Both of these are Trump appointees. Listen, I was listening to Jay Sekulow. I agree with him. I'm not a big fan of these special counsels because they just go wild. They have one focus, and then all of a sudden they go a million different places. They cause chaos. They cause disruption. I think people should settle these scores at the ballot box. I think that's where it should happen, but I think the information should get out. Speaking of information, Sean had a good idea. Maybe the FBI should check FBI's headquarters, not FBI's, Facebook's headquarters for the classified documents. And there may be some little cubby holes that Elon Musk hasn't checked at Twitter. So Biden may have hidden some there when he had the executive team over there that was hooking up the Democrat Party and helping them win the 2020 election and 2022, the midterms. They did their part there as well. Let's take a couple of more calls, and there's some issues that I still want to get to remaining in the time that we have left. But let's go to Mike in Seattle. Mike, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. You've got the mic.
Thank you. Did you hear Hakeem Jeffries have that speech before he introduced Kevin McCarthy?
I got to admit to you, I did not.
Well, it would be a good speech to listen to. We don't know him too well, but he's from Brooklyn, 52. And I listened very carefully. He's he really I'm sure he rehearsed that speech, and it went on and on. And then the optics to me in the end were just he left the stage and he cut right in front of Kevin McCarthy. And it just seems like it would have been better optics if he would have gracefully, like, walked behind him.
Okay, Mike, listen, and I appreciate you calling in. Thanks for the call. Let me. We actually do know who Hakeem Jeffries is. Hakeem Jeffries is an AOC type. He is a fascist. He is a radical. That's what you need to know about Hakeem Jeffries. I don't think he's the brightest bulb in the bunch either, but he is a radical. I don't think the Democratic House is going to do well under his leadership. I mean, they'll kiss his butt because he's a black male, no doubt about it. But he's not particularly talented. We'll be back.
Faith, not fear.
The Officer Tatum Show.
All right, welcome back to The Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson. Listen, I want to take the time to thank the Officer Tatum for once again allowing me to sit behind his microphone. I want to thank Sean McConnell that's in my ear. Suzette has got the phones. Lou has got my back right here in Orlando at theanswerorlando.com. Forgotten Man is out there somewhere. Thank you guys again for giving me the opportunity. I appreciate all that you guys do behind the scenes to make this show work or flow smoothly. So God bless all of you guys. I also want to remind you, the SHOT Show is back for 2023 and right around the corner. Brandon will be there live on January 17th and the 18th. The private show gives us and you an advanced look at the best outdoor shooting gear coming later this year. So you can join the Officer Tatum Show live in Vegas. Again, that's on January 17th and the 18th at the SHOT Show live. I'll be listening. Man, I'm jealous. I'd want to go to that SHOT Show. I love firearms. So should you. Make sure you check out Mark Walters, Armed American Radio. He's fighting the good fight for the Second Amendment. Before I go to your calls, JR and Jason, I see you out there. I want you to understand why I want to defeat the left. I don't want to compromise with the left. I want to defeat the left. And everyone that we see in Washington, D.C. right now, in my opinion, the vast majority of the Democrats in the leadership there are leftists. They're not necessarily Democrats. They're not necessarily liberals. As a matter of fact, I saw a headline. I saw the headline. My wife is giving Sean McConnell props for the music. I saw the headline that Democrats are asking Joe Manchin or Tester. Now, Joe Manchin just proved that he doesn't have the spine that he claimed, but they're asking Joe Manchin or Tester to consider running for president in 2024. This lets me know that there is an inner struggle within the Democrat Party that needs to exist, quite frankly. Listen, that's a good thing. You know, this fairy tale idea that all Democrats think the same within the caucus is absolutely asinine. They've got some straight up fascists and communists in there. They've got some that are left, but a little more moderate, like the Joe Manchins and the John Testers there. So we'll have to see what plays out. I think the Democrats are trying to make room for Gavin Newsom because he can talk a good game. He looks good on camera, obviously. And Democrats don't pay attention to policy. You can tell by just listening to The View. They really don't care. They're political hacks. It's sad but true. But I want you to understand who they are. Let me just share this with you. Had to have forgotten, man. This was from the Washington Examiner. For former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson suggested that the leak of nearly 2,000 Social Security numbers of Trump allies by the January 6th committee was not an accident. And I believe he's right. Carson, whose information was included in the leak, appeared on Fox and Friends First to discuss the circumstances. He revealed that he had not been issued an apology and said he believed that the leak was intentional given the nature of the situation. Now, you guys might say, listen, he's in public office. Stuff like this happens. These leaks happen all the time. Au contraire, mon frere, not with people like Ben Carson. He said you would have thought that maybe they would have at least had the courtesy to contact the people whose lives have been affected by this. He said it's been horrible. Obviously, I put credit freezes on and put credit monitoring things into place. I've already had two incidents of fraud. It affects my family as well. And they say, oh, it's just an accident. Why is it that all of these accidents, great question, tend to be focused in one direction? You know, you have to wonder about that. And I wonder if maybe some of these people suffer some of the consequences. Maybe we should expose their PII. Carson went on to decry the trouble the leak had caused him and the message it would send. This will have an impact for the rest of my life, he says. And one of the horrible things is we're sending messages to people, don't get involved in government. That's what the left is doing. They want you to be intimidated. Don't get involved in the fight.
They'll arrest you. They'll stick big tech on you. They'll stick the FBI and DOJ on you, even if you're the president or former president of the United States. But you know what? The fight isn't lost yet, guys. We got to stay in this fight. We got to take this country back. Still, this is the best place to land in God's, on God's green earth. And we got to fight for it. Don't be on the wrong side, he said, because all of these coincidences will happen to you. And he said that he knows this is true because I'll just read the quote. It's hard to be accidental because when I was at HUD, we paid a tremendous amount of attention to PII release, and it's not an accident. In other words, when I was in the government, we kept stuff sealed. It didn't happen unless we wanted it to happen. These people will destroy anyone's lives for the sake of power. They absolutely do not care. I got some more news I want to share with you, but first, I want to go to some callers real quick. JR in West Virginia, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. You got the mic. We got about a minute here, JR.
God bless you, Carl, and you and Officer Tatum, because I sure enjoy listening to you. But I would trust Joe Manchin as about as much as I would Benedict Arnold. Anyway, in his garage, I wonder if he had his skateboard there on the, holding those papers down in his garage.
But this, he may have.
I really, Carl, think this is a cover-up, and they better look under the outhouse lid real good, because it smells.
Carl, God bless you, it does smell.
Dr. Tatum, and we'll talk at you again sometime.
All right. Thank you, JR. Appreciate you calling in. Jason in Chicago. Jason, hold. We only got a minute before the break. So I want to make sure that I give you some fair time. Jason from Chicago, Illinois, we look forward to talking to you. We're pretty much going to be wrapping it up in the next segment. So don't go anywhere. Guys, you can find me online, thecarljacksonshow.com. Please check out my podcast, salempodcastnetwork.com, thecarljacksonshow.com. I'll tell you what I talked about, tease it a little bit, and I'll debunk this notion that gas stoves are more dangerous than electric stoves. It's a complete lie. This is all about control. That's what the left is about. They just want to control you. They want to rule you. But we're not going to have it here at the Officer Tatum Show. We'll be back in a few. All right. Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson. Foreign donations to the University of Pennsylvania more than tripled in the 2 years after the think tank opened, with most of the $61 million coming in from China. This according to the Washington Free Beacon. And they didn't start that institute until 2017 or open it up. That was a year after Biden left the presidency. We need to figure out where all this money came from. We really do. We need to look into this. Unfortunately, I just don't have the time to get into some of these other stories that I wanted to. I do want to share this real quick. According to the National Fire Protection Agency, when it comes to electric stoves, they reported that fires happen at a rate at 2.6 times higher than those with gas stoves. Not 2.5% or not 2.6%, 2.6 times higher than those with gas stoves. Equally staggering, the death rate of an electric run households was 3.4 times higher than those with gas appliances. And the injury rate was nearly 5 times greater with electric stoves. It's not about gas stoves. It's not about saving lives. It's about gaining control for the left. Jason in Chicago, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. You got the mic, but we got a very short period of time, so you got to make it quick here, Jason.
Hey, Carl. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say that there's no doubt in my mind that the Democratic Party is setting this guy up to fail, and so they can get rid of him, because that's what they do. And, you know, I got to be honest with you, as a God-fearing Republican, I also have compassion, and I kind of feel bad for the guy, because, you know, when it just proves to me that not even, you can be the president of the United States, and when this party decides they're done, they are done, and they will stop at nothing.
You know what? And listen, Jason, I really appreciate that call. The Bible tells us to even pray for our enemies. So I would say to pray for Joe Biden. I will say this. This is a guy that's been a failure all of his life. This is a guy that's been played pretend for his entire life. His entire life. And so he gets inside of the White House and he just acts like a mob boss. He acts like a mob boss when he's a senator. This is a guy that has literally accomplished nothing in his life. I wonder if somebody would have sat him down and said, you know, Joe Biden, God wants you to go somewhere else. Politics isn't your thing. Somebody should have done it. Because who knows, maybe he would have excelled somewhere else. He definitely would have been a great used car salesman. There's no doubt about that. But no telling what else he could have done. And he could have done admirably. But instead, he decided to be a greasy politician. But I would pray for him. Also, the FBI needs to check Jill Biden's purse. Maybe underneath her surgery table. I would do that. Anyway, guys, until next time, don't grow weary doing good. It's been a pleasure. God bless you.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.